This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. A six-year-old girl is dead after being hit by a pickup truck in a parking lot in Colorado Springs at an apartment complex. The Colorado Springs Police Department says the girl was riding her bicycle at the time at Copper Chase Apartments when she was hit yesterday afternoon. The driver was reportedly looking for a parking space. The major crash team is currently investigating her death. Police Lieutenant Pam Castro earlier this morning on KRDO's Morning News says this serves as an important reminder of pedestrian safety.
All of the kids want to be outside riding bikes and playing and enjoying all of the beautiful community that we have. So it's incumbent upon all of us to keep an eye out for kids as well as adults. But hopefully with adults, they know to follow the rules of the road. They know to look both ways before coming out onto a street. With that being said, you know, that this was a small child just enjoying the outdoors. So hopefully drivers also keep an eye out as much as they possibly can.
That's Police Lieutenant Pam Castro. More information is being released about the investigation into a fatal overdose in Colorado Springs last year. According to a news release, detectives used a cell phone owned by 19-year-old Caden Norlander after his death to arrange a fentanyl purchase with his alleged dealer, Nathan Korsner. Officials say Korsner was unaware that Norlander had died and sold five pills to an undercover police officer. Korsner pled guilty to distributing a fatal dose of fentanyl last week and faces at least 20 years in prison. Tobacco company Juul is shelling out nearly $500 million in marketing after marketing products to teens. Juul agreed to pay that $438 million fine as part of a settlement with 34 states. The settlement also forces the e-cigarette company manufacturing to comply with strict terms that severely limit the company's marketing and sales practices. Earlier this year, the FDA removed Juul products from the U.S. market. This comes as traditional smoking among youth is down, but vaping has skyrocketed. In 2019, the National Youth Tobacco Survey found over 5 million people reportedly used e-cigarettes in the past 30 days. That's up from 3.6 million in 2018. A Colorado Springs intersection was closed yesterday after a sinkhole developed near Memorial Park. Colorado Springs police reported the closure of the intersection of Boulder Street and Prairie Road late yesterday afternoon. Pictures of that area show it may have been caused by a water main break. No timeline has been released for reopening that intersection. A man is facing a homicide charge after a crash on I-25 in Pueblo. Let's get more on that from KRDO News Radio's Heather Skold.
Investigators say a Nissan truck traveling north crashed into another vehicle just after midnight yesterday. The truck then hit a guardrail, ejecting two men and partially ejecting another. Two men died from their injuries. A third had to be flown to a hospital for treatment. The driver of the truck was charged with vehicular homicide, careless driving, and driving under the influence. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
A man will serve 3 years in prison for two burglaries at a business in Pueblo. The sentences were handed down to 23-year-old Donovan Duran when authorities say he broke into JR's Country Store twice in a span of almost 6 weeks. And finally, the more steps someone walks, the less chance they have to coming down with dementia. That according to a new study that says getting 3,800 to 9,800 steps per day is recommended to reduce that risk. Those between 40 and 79 who have achieved a high end of that scale were 50% less likely to get dementia over a seven-year period.
Mostly sunny skies will continue across southern Colorado through this afternoon and this evening. Temperatures about 10 to 11 degrees above average today, and that hot weather is not going anywhere anytime soon. We'll be in the 60s and 70s overnight tonight. We'll follow that up with highs in the 80s and 90s on Tuesday. Plenty of sunshine as far as the eyes can see. We will start to notice some wildfire smoke, though, creeping in across southern Colorado from wildfires burning across the Pacific Northwest. due to those air currents and that flow coming in out of the north and west and the upper levels of the atmosphere. So if you do see some hazy skies, don't be alarmed. A lot of this is from active fires in the Pacific Northwest. We will welcome a pattern change by Friday as temperatures drop back into the 70s and 80s. Rain chances increase through the weekend. Highs on Saturday in the 60s. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.